the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
We'll have another little chat soon. When you've had time to decide where your loyalties lie.
I'm very loyal. I'm a very loyal girl.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Yes.
Well, your loyalty?
Yes, always got father.
His loyalty is not in question.
But mine is.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
I am completely loyal.
I was loyal to you.
I made what I could out of sight, but I never turned you, Frank. Never.
I have been loyal.
I like that about you, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That you're loyal.
Very loyal.
Some voices there from movies interspersed with Georgia from Love Island. You've guessed it, we're talking about loyalty next. Donald Trump's transition chief, Howard Lutnick, has warned that people appointed to the former president's next administration, should that come about, must prove their loyalty to Trump as well as particular policies. But how important is loyalty for leaders and organisations? We're joined by Ian Robertson, Emeritus Professor of Psychology at Trinity and author of How Confidence Works. Ian, you're very welcome. If you were interviewing someone for a job, how important do you think it would be that that person would be loyal to you, maybe even over their capabilities?
Loyalty obviously is a huge asset for a boss. And that's probably necessary, that a boss inspires loyalty. But the trouble is bosses can sometimes go do the wrong thing. And it's not good to have people who are blindly loyal. And therefore, it's a two-edged sword, loyalty. And, there's moral loyalty and there's transactional loyalty, you know. And you can be loyal because you think the boss will favor you and give you promotion and give you maybe raise your salary. But that can cause terrible conflict in a workplace, and so the best kind of loyalty is one where the boss and the employee share a set of values, and that there's loyalty to the values rather than loyalty to a person.
Transactional loyalty, I haven't heard that one before, Ian. It's an interesting phrase. How then does a boss get loyalty from staff? I mean, you can't just demand it.
No, there's two ways. The one is the kind of transactional look. You scratch my back, you're loyal to me, and I'll look after you. Okay, and that buys loyalty, or it can be, if you're not loyal to me, you're going to suffer. So that's either with reward or with threatened reward or punishment. Loyalty can be enforced, if you like.
It's not really loyalty at all. It's an arrangement, essentially.
It's transactional. That's right. But that's what Trump means by loyalty. Members of cabinet and the people in government in America should be loyal to the Constitution, and that should come before being loyal to the president.
Well, if you talk about loyalty, yeah, there is disloyalty. I mean, is it okay to be disloyal to a boss or to give out about them? Is that a sign of disloyalty or a lack of loyalty?
Well, I think you don't. It's okay to vent your frustration against a boss to in the pub, maybe afterwards, to your colleagues.
You have to vent sometimes.
It's almost to be expected, because bosses, it's a lonely position being a boss. You inevitably, a proportion of your decisions will be wrong. Statistically impossible for all your decisions to be right. And some wrong decisions, in fact, some right decisions, will harm people over whom you have power. And that's absolutely necessary to happen from time to time. And therefore, the people who experience that harm are going to feel resentment and maybe anger against the boss. And it's healthy for them to be able to express that. And bosses need to be tough enough to accept that they're not liked by some people, as long as they're doing the right thing for the right reasons.
And finally, Ian, when we talk about loyalty without question, there is this issue of not doing something that publicly undermines a person, and that's a loyal act. But then privately, you should question even people you are loyal to. It's that difference between the private and the public.
That's right. The danger of having power, of being a boss, is that it goes to your head and distorts your judgment. That's why bosses need feedback and corrective information from below as well as from above and above from sideways. So that's why the shared values are the best way of binding people together. That's loyalty based on morals. And that means all of us deviate from morals sometimes, and it's necessary for people to say, hold on, boss, I'm loyal to you, but only as far as you're sticking to the values. Once you deviate from the values.
And sometimes that just has to happen. We'll have to leave it there. Ian Robertson, Emeritus Professor of Psychology at Trinity and author of How Confidence Works. I suppose when it comes to real friendship, friends do stand by each other. That's all we have time for this week. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Verinda Ponacante, and Liam Mullen was on sound. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.